sometimes it's worse for the female. Yeah. Tuesday morning, January 31st, 2006, I remember going downtown Baltimore to register as a congregation with the State Department of Assessments. And it was 11 o'clock in the morning. I remember taking the elevator up to that particular floor and signing the paperwork explaining what we were doing, and that is we were starting a church. And I remember the attendant saying, well, that's $150, and I had my cash ready to go. I said, well, can we do it soon? He said, well, for $175, you get expedited. I said, $25 more, let's do it. And so God has been so faithful. We had a more formal signing ceremony with all the documentation. And not long afterwards, we had met with a core group, and this group was there from the start, saying that, yes, we'll be on board. I was ordained a short time later. And then God began to send the people. In fact, he started sending them even before then, because we had done a service in 2005, in November of the year before. And people had expressed an interest, and I was the one holding it up saying, well, what are we doing? And my wife said, what are you doing? You're starting a church? And I said, well, I think so. But after praying to the Lord about it, I knew it was the right thing to do. And the name Harvest came right out of John 4, because Christ looked out and said, say not that there are 4 months until harvest. Now is the time. So people have come over the 15 years. They've come to work. They've come to love. And they've become family. You know, moving to this area many years ago, like 3 decades or more, you meet people. But when we became a community of faith, at that point, we began to see people and understand their walk with Christ. And these were people who said, well, we want to try this out. And I was excited if anybody showed up. Oh, well, good to have you. You coming back next Sunday? But God has been so faithful to keep us on track and to keep our mission, that is to serve the community for the cause of the kingdom. And I don't have any candles or no cake today, but 15 years, I'm so thankful for my family. They've been right there saying, we're with you on this journey. And so many of you, with your encouragement, with your calls, with your tuning in online, you have become partners. And so, believe it or not, you're part of this ministry, whether you like it or not. And we thank God for folk locally, nationally, and even a global footprint we've made, all because we stepped out on faith 15 years ago. Harvest Christian Ministries, happy birthday. God bless you, and thank you.
Well, praise God. We are so thankful that you could join us today, and happy anniversary to you. This is the day the Lord has made. We can rejoice and be glad in it. The Bible says to make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands, to serve the Lord with gladness, to come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, He is God. It is He who hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving, into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him and bless His name. Why? For the Lord is good, His mercy is everlasting, His truth endureth to all generations. Happy anniversary again, 15 years to the glory of God. Let's pray right now. Father, we do come in the name of Jesus, and we're so, so grateful that You have chosen us, body of believers, to be about the mission of spreading the good news of Jesus Christ. My, do we need some good news? Father, we thank You. You could have picked anyone, but You've picked this body to be effective. And may we spread the good news to those who are downtrodden, those who need to be uplifted. But help us to never forget it's all really about You. So I pray on this 15th year anniversary, God, that You might keep us on pace, that each day and each hour and each week we might continue to do that which pleases You. And we ask it all right now in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. 15 years and some confetti. Look at that. That's homemade confetti. Praise be to God. At this time, we're going to have our choir to come and get us started. Amen.
Amen.
Let me hear the worship of because all the praises belong to God. Thank you.
is to our God. Amen. How many believe that today, that every single praise is to our God? We thank God for the choir. You know, what has sustained us over this time has been the Word of God. I mean, there are many things you can try. There are many workshops, and there are many things that will assist you in leading a fellowship and being a pastor and being a church. But there's nothing that sustains you more than the Word of God. And everything is right here. It is our instruction manual. So we're excited every time we get to proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ with you. And so once we hear from the choir again, we'll come back with the Word of God.
Keyboard, didn't have no drum. Don't you know that
when they come, this far.
One more time.
We come this far, Father,
That is, that's it. Bible says to trust in the Lord with all your heart and to lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him and He will direct your path. Let's pray today. Father, we come in the name of Jesus and we thank You for the Word of God today. Even as we come, it is our prayer, dear God, that we might decrease and that You might increase. Save someone today, encourage another, but when this time is done, we'll be so careful to give Your name the praise and the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. There's a word from the Lord today on this anniversary Sunday from the book of Hebrews, the 11th chapter, verse number 6. Hebrews 11 and 6. When you have found it, say amen. If you can see it, thumbs up, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Let's read it together. It says, and without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to Him must believe that He exists and that He rewards those who earnestly seek Him. I want to preach from the sermonic title, The Journey of Faith.
Yeah.
The Journey of Faith. I believe that we're all on a journey.
Yeah.
We may be at the beginning of our journey, in the middle of our journey, or near the end of our journey. You know, a journey can really be like an adventure. It may be for you an expedition or even a pilgrimage. But whatever the label, we're all trying to go someplace. Nobody wants to be stagnant. Nobody wants to be on pause. And one thing about a journey, you may agree with me on this, that a journey can last a day. It can also last a lifetime. But I believe that when you go on a journey, I want to suggest this morning that we ought to have with us and within us faith. Faith. Well, faith is our belief in God, the only true and living God, and what Jesus Christ has done for us. Now, Hebrews 11 in 1, the beginning of this chapter, gives us, I believe, some foundational scripture and also a description of what faith is. It says, now, faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. And then let me throw in verse number 2, 11, and it says, for by faith the elders obtained a good report. The elders passed because of faith. The heroes and the sheroes. And if you read the balance of 11th chapter of Hebrews, you'll find the names. By faith, by faith, by faith. And you ought to just add your name in there as well. As a community of faith, Harvest Christian Ministries began this journey 15 years ago today. And God has led us to this place and to this moment, and we can't help but to give Him glory.
Amen.
And that's why I'm drawn to the 11th chapter of Hebrews. The author, and some have debated who wrote it. Was it Paul? Was it Luke? But if it's good meat, it's good meat. Amen?
Amen.
It gives examples of those biblical characters who lived by faith. It's a letter. It's a sermon of sorts to the people. Because they were struggling with their identity, these Hebrew Christians. Their lack of understanding. Ever been there before? Sometimes we can become frustrated in life and turn away from that we don't understand and that we don't fully comprehend. But God sends along somebody, if we're willing to listen, who will help us learn the faith, who will help us to walk with the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
It's good to walk with people who have your best interests at heart. They come alongside. I was at the barbershop a couple of days ago, and I walked in, and one of the barbers, a young man, I can say young man because I'm over 60. He was sitting there in his chair waiting for a customer, reading his Bible. And I said, man, that's some good stuff there. And I said to him, I quoted this particular scripture about faith. He went back and he found it. And as I sat down, he just assumed because I was an older gentleman that I knew the stuff. He said, oh, man, I got a catch. He said, no, bro. I said, each day we get up, we're learning more about him. Nobody has a corner on God. Yeah, you might know 111 scriptures, but are you living it? And we conclude by saying we got to be not just hearers of the word, but also doers. Faith has been our leading scripture. Faith has been our leading piece that has helped us. So let's unpack this passage in Hebrews 11 and 6. And in doing so, I believe we'll learn a few things. First of all, faith is necessary. Faith is voluntary, and that we can become the beneficiary. Amen? Faith that is necessary. And without faith, it is impossible to please God. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. Faith is necessary. Faith is required. Faith is needed. Faith is essential. And without it, you can't please God. I remember some years ago, there was a famous commercial for a big time credit card, and the announcer would say, don't leave home without it. And you can't leave home without faith. Of course, that card can get you in trouble. But it was a slogan that really helped people to say, you know what? I don't want to be caught anywhere without my card. I don't want to be caught anywhere without my faith. Faith. Anything and everything is possible. Faith can move mountains. If you check your history, you may have called it something else, but it's because of your belief in what God can do that has you where you are today. Faith that's led to miracles. Faith the size of a mustard seed. But it's all about pleasing God. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. You know, you try to please loved ones, and you try to please friends and family and employers, etc. But it's really about trying to please God at the end of the day. Isn't it about pleasing Him?
Amen.
And without our faith, it just can't happen. It is impossible. Paul writes to the church in Romans 5:1. He says, therefore, since we have been made right in God's sight, by faith, we have peace with God because of what Jesus Christ, our Lord, has done for us. That without faith, that when you've got faith, you'll have peace. When you've got faith, it'll bring you to another place. When you've got faith, yeah, you'll be a little shaky in the boots, in the flesh. But thank God for you. Look back over your life and see where God has brought you from because you just believed in Him. On this journey, faith is necessary, but it's also, I believe, voluntary. Amen?
Yeah.
All right, it says, because anyone who comes to Him must believe that He exists. That's so important. You know, voluntary means that it's on you. Amen? God does not jack you up in the back alley and get a Bible and say, you're going to believe me. It is a choice that you and I make. It's not by force. We have free will. And that's what's amazing about our faith is that even though mama and grandma and granddad say, you ought to get to know the Lord, you're like, yeah, please. But there came a day, oh, I know I'm right, that you had to see what they were talking about and experience it for yourself that you've got to believe. Well, how is that possible to come to God if He's not going to force you? The Bible says that God is spirit, and those who worship Him must do it in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeketh such. We can come to Him by way of our faith and prayer and believing. And sometimes it's the simple prayer that makes the difference. But this is a requirement. Anyone who comes must believe. We believe in Santa Claus. We believe in the boogeyman. Amen? Yes, we do. But I remember the choir singing back at the Springfield Baptist Church in Live. I think it may have been our choir. It might have been the choir number two. God is not dead. He's yet alive. I can feel Him in my hands. I can feel Him in my feet. I can feel Him all over me. Yeah. Our journey of faith has to be voluntary. Again, this letter was to the church, and it was something that was laid out, it became so important. He who comes to him must believe. It is not optional. I love what James, the half-brother of Jesus Christ, writes to the church, the persecuted church. The Bible says Christians were scattered everywhere. And he says, for as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. Having faith in your wallet is one thing, but what are you doing with it? You can have all the faith in the world, but you refuse to budge. All the faith in the world, and you refuse to get off the diving board. Amen? I needed a nudge. I remember getting up there. We're not the best swimmer, still not the best swimmer. And I was, all the guys were like, come on, man. And they just go hit the board. I'd go up there. I'm no Michael Phelps. I'd get right on the edge, and I finally jumped in. But faith is like that. It is voluntary, something that we have to do. Our journey of faith is voluntary, not forced upon you. It is necessary and needed on this journey. For 15 years, it's been people of faith who have continued to come alongside this ministry to help and to encourage us. To God be the glory. Voluntary, necessary, but also we become a beneficiary. Amen? It says, and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. Okay, I've got faith. And as a result of that, there's something that takes place within this experience. Now, beneficiary means that your name is on a document, a legal document. There's something you're supposed to get or has been promised to you. Amen? Death benefit, property, etc. But it says he rewards those. It's something that we don't earn. God is not a game show host. He doesn't say to us, look and see what's behind door number one, or behind door number two, or door number three. God is not trying to make a deal with us. Amen? Amen. After all, he's God, and we're not. And he's saying that, yes, there are things that come from this, but his rewards, he's thinking eternally. Not that you've got so many, or you got rewards points. You got a free coffee today because your reward points on your apps. Wait a minute. Let me let you know. I got something free coming. God does not work that way. That those who earnestly seek him, those who chase after him, those who really desire to be a follower of God is so important. Because see, here's what it comes down to. With faith, it's not what we see. Because our eyes can play tricks on us. But I believe that when it comes to this sense of being a beneficiary, that even in the next passage I want to show you, God is saying in 2 Corinthians 5 and 7, and this is Paul writing to the church at Corinth, he says, for we walk by faith and not by sight. Reverend, I can't see it. And for me, seeing is believing. And I don't know. We began this ministry, you know, 31st of January, 06. I just don't see what this means. I don't see where this is going. But God is so faithful, for we walk by faith and not by sight. Because with sight, you might stumble. With sight, you might fall down. With sight, you might need a new prescription, but my God, faith is the unseen. Faith is reaching out and saying, God, I believe this is possible, and it's between me and you that I know what you can do. Oh, right now, I didn't want to press you on this, but there's something that you're trying to believe God for. And everything that comes up, every sign says, you know, you don't qualify, your credit's not that good, you know, you don't have the looks, you don't have the education, you're from the wrong side of town. And guess what? God destroys, oh yeah, some of y'all are with me, God destroys all that because of what we see. Amen? Now, that means we've got to take care of our business. Amen? But we've all come crippled in that way. And God makes a way out of no way. Hebrews talk about those who have completed their faith journey. Those who died in the faith, trusting God. Those who have crossed the faith finish line. They're described as this great cloud of witnesses looking over the balconies of glory, saying to us, run this race with patience, looking unto Jesus Christ, the author and the finisher of our faith. And 2,000 years ago, another journey began as God so loved the world that he sent Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son. And we believe in him, that there's a faith moment that he might save us. He went to that cross and died for us. Amen? Amen. But then he rose again with all power in his hands. And that's faith. I do believe that. And the Bible talks about what do I believe. You know, Ray Palmer was a prominent pastor back in the 1800s, a Methodist pastor, taught for many years, but he led a congregation, and he also took time to write. And he penned these words. He says, "My faith looks up to thee, thy Lamb of Calvary, Savior divine. Now hear me while I pray, take all my guilt away. Oh, let me from this day be wholly thine." Thank you, Pastor Ray Palmer. But what about my faith? And what about your faith? Amen? Think about the journey God has brought you from. Faith for me began with big dreams as a starry-eyed young man at 7 or 8 years old. Big dreams led to big breaks. Well, yeah, God put you in the path of somebody who helped you along the way. But I realized it was bigger blessings. Yeah. My faith, for me, translates into a rock in a weary land and a shelter in the time of storm. My faith translates to me as a battle axe in the time of, oh, come on, Grandma, in the time of battle. My faith translates to me in God will be a fence all around you. It translates to me that God will be a doctor in a sick room. Well, you've heard your grandmother and granddaddy say that. He'll be a lawyer in a courtroom. He will be whatever you need along your faith journey. And that becomes so important. I remember the passages of scripture we learned back at an early age in church. Well, you say, Pastor, you learned them. It's because you heard them every Sunday. And while you didn't understand them, as you grew in your faith, as you learned more on this journey, you realized how important they were. For me, it was Psalm 121. "I will lift up mine eyes to the hills from which cometh my help. All of my help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. Behold, he that keepeth thee will not slumber. He that keepeth Israel will neither slumber nor sleep." Amen? That becomes so important. Why? Because the Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. He shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and forevermore. Put on your faith shoes. It's time for a journey. That is the word of God. It's already blessed. Let's pray today. Father, we thank you for this word. And we realize that just speaking of faith does not make you have faith. But faith is something that we experience. As we come today, there's someone who needs to learn of you and accept you. And they are dealing just with their head knowledge. I pray in the name of Jesus that you might touch that heart. They may confess unto you that they need a Savior. And then faith kicks in, believing God that you sent your Son Jesus, that he died, but that he rose again. Save someone today, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Are you on a journey of faith today? I am. Let's keep walking up the King's Highway, as the saints of old would say. I don't want to rush this moment. I want to just have another song as we make transition. But I want you to really feel this hymn, a hymn of the church. Turning with thee, thou. Give God the praise and give God the glory. It has been a faith journey. Amen. We thank the Lord today as we move now to our news headlines with our capable anchorman.
Good morning. I'm Tim Tune Jr. It is January the 31st, the 15th anniversary of Harvest Christian Ministries. It is our desire to keep you up to date on all of the Harvest happenings. We'll be glad to keep you informed. Send your text or email to come2harvest.org/updates. We can't thank you enough for your financial support. If you'd like to plant seeds online, contact us at come2harvest.org/giveonline. With your financial support, Harvest is becoming a global ministry, reaching listeners and viewers now in 40 states and 30 countries. To God be the glory. For prayer, reach us at contact@come2harvest.org. For WHCM News from Studio C, I'm Tim Tune Jr. Now back to you, Pastor.
Thank you, sir. Blessed be the God. We thank you for your support over the years. I want to tell you about another great resource. You'll find the link on our website, Rejoice Musical Soul Food Radio. They're reaching all over the world as well, and it's good to have content from Harvest Christian Ministries to be a part of this ministry. You can find it there. Amen. To God be the glory for all the great things He has done. One more step away one more time as we close, and we'll come back for one parting word.
Nehemiah 8 and 6, and Ezra blessed the Lord, the great God, and all the people answered, Amen. It is a marvelous day to worship the Lord. Thank you.
saying amen. To God be the glory. We're so glad you've joined us today on this anniversary, our 15th year anniversary. We thank you for your support and for your prayers. I want to have a special shout out to my family because we've been doing church. Amen. We've been doing church at the house. And so it's not necessarily where you are, but it's the great things that God is doing. So from each of us to your family, thank you. And to God be the glory for all the great things he has done.